This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu. Together with Frida Liu and Christine Wong, we're asking you, have you been using any of the mobile e-wallet services on Instagram? Amir Zah says he used GrabPay once while it was very smooth and easy. Mm. It's just too many of them. Boost, GrabPay, Alipay, WeChat Pay, etc., etc., etc. Olivia, our own very own Olivia, she said that it's too many e-wallets. I don't want to be downloading different e-wallets just to make payments. And then you have to decide when you at the counter, you're like, which one is the best deal or the best rebate discount and stuff like that. Moving on to WhatsApp.
Yeah, I think that sentiment of having too many e-wallets is shared amongst many people, including someone called Shankar, who says best to just have an e-wallet that's part of a bank like Maybank or Maybank's QR Pay, sorry. Although that's a payment option instead of a wallet, it's part of your bank account. Traceability is simpler. Having multiple e-wallets is not what one wants. We also have another message here from Alex who says, coming from a merchant's perspective, I know a thing or two about these mobile wallets who have been aggressively engaging us in the past months. I applied for some of the bigger names as they have interesting promos for merchants, and I also wanted to leverage on the heavy advertising that they're doing. However, my staff recently complained to me that it was difficult to keep track of some of the payment systems as they are each slightly different operationally and promotionally. This is not including the fact that I'm almost running out of table space for the QR codes or promotional standees that each of the different service providers would give. I hope there will be some sort of consolidated service soon when it comes to these mobile wallets, as it would not just ease end users but merchants greatly as well.
There we go. We have discovered a problem here.
A pain point.
And like, you know, hopefully whoever's listening to this might be able to think of a solution on how to consolidate everything, because as an individual, it's just really hard to track my finances if I'm using so many different e-wallets. And from the merchant's point of view, who would have thought you're running out of spaces on your table of just so many QR codes being slapped on the table.
That's I've got a tiny little wall for other things, right?
So. Anyways, let's move on to recently over the weekend, a lot of people are actually focusing on the Asian Games in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. But there was one Malaysian who actually won like insane amount of money, and it's nothing to do with the Asian Games. This is something to do with a thing called the International 8. It's a Dota 2 tournament. It's an esports competition. The Dota 2 player, his name is Yap X Nova Jian Wei, and his team, it's a China-led PSG.LGD team. Sorry if I'm saying it wrongly. Like, there may be like a funky way of saying this. I'm not a Dota 2 fan. They came in second at the event. They've earned more than 4.1 million US dollars. And it's, of course, shared around in a team of four or five, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And this is the first time earlier this year, Paris Saint-Germain, they became the first major European football club to sign a partnership with a Dota 2 organization, which is LGD Gaming. And they have since then playing in the team name PSG.LGD. It's dubbed as the most lucrative tournament in the esports history. The prize pool for this year's Dota 2 competition is more than 25.4 million US dollars. It's more than last year's pool by more than 1 million US dollars. Last year, another team from Malaysia, Team Fnatic, they won US 1.4 million US dollars from the same competition as well. And also last year, the Olympic Council of Asia, they announced that esports might be added as a meddling sport in the 2022 Asian Games.
Wow.
Serious.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, so that goes like, then you know it's for real.
Mm.
Also, this year's the International 8, the prize pool is it's a larger haul than either the 2018 FIFA World Club, the World Cup, and the 2017 FIFA Confederations Cup, or the 2017 Masters Golf Tournament offered.
Whoa.
That's A lot of money.
Yep.
For esports. A lot of money.
Big old cash prize.
Yeah.
I like this comparison. The Badminton Super Series Master Finals offers a total pool prize of 2 million ringgit.
Yeah.
Only.
Yeah. And the Tour de France this year amounted to only about 10.1 million ringgit. Ringgit. And here we are. We have a Malaysian player that's sharing a pool of 4.1 million US dollars.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, good job. You know, not many people would have, you know, taken notice of this because it's the esports.
We've been top players for the last 3 years.
Exactly. So if they put this on the Asian Games in 2022, hey,
could be the first goal.
We could win something here.
Got to take that for ourselves, man.
Not in the Olympics. This is the Asian Games.
The Asian Games.
Still,
yeah.
Step
if it's
forward.
In the Olympics, wow, you know, it'll be I definitely think the, you know, the Asian countries would do really well in this.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for today's Biz Bytes. Coming up at 1 o'clock, according to the Statistics Department, Selangor's urbanization rate stands at 91%. So how does the state government balance the competing demands of development and conserving in improving the quality of urban living? So the Breakfast Grill speaks to Selangor State Executive Councillor Haniza Tahla about these issues, and that's coming up at 1 p.m. But also, before we leave you, we have a quick reminder, because
yes,
Enterprise Breakaway
is going to Penang, and that's happening next Thursday, September 6th. It's in line also. This is the first time we're going to Penang, and we celebrate our 10th anniversary. So I thought it'd be, you know, it would be nice for us to go to Penang. So if you want to get more information about that, it's going to be fun. We promise you. The theme is about the story, the journey ahead. You'll get to see Malik Ali there as well. And go to bfm.my/ebpenang to register.
Yeah, George Avery will be there. He'll be giving the keynote. Jeevan Sahadevan
will be there.
If you're a fan of Jeevan Sahadevan, please head on over to bfm.my/ebpenang.
A good mix of top entrepreneurs based in Klang Valley and also from Penang as well.
And if you think, oh, why am I have to go all the way to Penang? Well, think about it. Penang is really good food. BFM is there as well.
It's
going to
be
the
a long
time.
Weekend.
And also, it's a long weekend because Monday and Tuesday the following week is a public holiday. So why not just take the drive and head on over?
And Char Kway
Teow. Come on, duck egg chocolate, yeah, right? It's lunchtime. You must be hungry now. Christine, what's coming at 1:30 p.m.?
Well, what's coming up at 1:30 is Raise Your Game. So this is called The Structure of Problem Solving. This was with, gosh, I can't speak. I'm clearly just thinking about Char Kway Teow. This was with George Ng and Chung Jung Yi from Kepner Trigo. And it was just about talking about the problem solving strategies that you can have in your company to ensure that you can handle each problem as they come your way.
Anyway, so that's all happening right after this also.
And also, if you want to know like roughly what kind of stuff you might hear at Enterprise Breakaway, tomorrow is part two of our Enterprise Breakaway 2017 Rewind. So this, you'll be hearing from what we had last year. We had Jeevan on last year as well. And also we had Muhammad Faisal Ahmad Fatih, who's also coming to our Penang event as well next week. So do tune into that if you want to get like a little sneak peek into what you could be expecting from next week's event.
If you're still on the fence on whether to attend the Penang edition of your Enterprise Breakaway, then yeah, tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. because Christine has done like a recap of last year's Breakaway. So if you're excited about that one, then go on over to bfm.my/ebpenang
and tell all your Penang friends.
Yeah, tell all your Penang friends as well. Come on and join us. It's the first time BFM is heading to Penang, so we're looking forward to see new faces. Anyways, my name is Jeff Sandu, together with Frida Liu and Christine Wong. Stay tuned because The Breakfast Grill is up next. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.